This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Stunned into something, I just wanna be a slayer. I just wanna give a vibe and I just wanna make it. I just gotta win, don't give a fuck about the fakers. Go against the grain and really done that. Fought a thing away from a hood rat, but know a thing or two about that life. But with you, it's fully life. Don't care about the struggle or the waiting edge. With you, I'm blessed, it's real that I can even make it here. Oh, don't believe it.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it, and so do I, that it does not matter who the host is. What always has mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yep, some infiltration in Radio Big always seems a nice mixture of things to talk about. At least that's the way that it seems so far. Anyways, welcome to our Freeform Friday edition of this thing. So what does that mean to you? Well, it means the following. It means all the stuff that I didn't get to catch up with earlier in the week. We get to hang out with and do today. That's what it's going to be about. Yep, that's it. Like, seriously, I'm going to talk about everything that I have forgotten about. And then here's the question. What is next week looking like for you? Are you around? Are you gone the whole week? Are you gone part of the week? I mean, Thursday, Friday, most people won't be doing it. But will you? Will you be here? Or is it bye-bye already? I mean, I'll tell you, school in Orange County in the Orlando region, of course, it's done after today. It's donezo. So, you know, people are making the escape. And so, of course, I have writers here that are already trying to make the grand escape. So we'll talk about some of that stuff as we are going on. So Freeform Friday is everything that we get to unload or offload, better saying. And guess what? We still get to do a little bit of some fun stuff, too, where you get to interact with the show. Callinradio.com. We'll get you moving and grooving there. All you have to do is just jump in, go to Call In Radio. It has video, audio, and text messaging options, which are options for you to do the things that you need to do. So don't worry about any of that stuff, because it's always a good time as we get to hang out. Anyways, that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, a deranged airline passenger threatens his fellow flyers. We'll talk about some of that stuff. And a rogue bus driver scares students and their parents. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, South American cartel may be behind Kansas City burglaries, and Coldplay gets an assist from the Karate Kid. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that here in just a bit. Also, viewers at the premiere of Rust have a strong reaction, and ESPN staple is coming to an end. We'll talk about that in casting call. So hold on, Rust, like the movie that was filmed in New Mexico? Because, yeah, I would imagine people are going to have a reaction, but we'll talk about some of that stuff. Don't worry. That's how you, I want you to know that this stuff, I do not know half the crap of what's going on prior to us getting into it. Also, a long-awaited project for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle gets a release date, so we'll talk about all of that stuff here. Isn't that exciting? I mean, yeah, of course it's exciting. We get to do the thingo, that's for sure. So with that being said, why don't we do some of this already? Why don't we bring in some of our friends from Feature Story News for them to come in, tell us about what the hell's going on? Because believe me, in regards of me taking a look around, there's a shitload of stuff going on this morning. At least it looks that way. So why don't we do this and go ahead and bring them all in and let them tell us what is going on? Because, hey, it's the way that they do their thingo. For sure. So, Feature Story News right now here. Did I almost call it the Jay Allen in the Morning Show? Because I did. Because it is. But it's also the Rated R Safety Show. It's so confusing.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's condemned the International Criminal Court for issuing him with an arrest warrant as anti-Semitic. The ICC's also put out warrants for former Defence Minister Yoav Gallant and Hamas commander Mohammed Deif, who's believed to be dead. ICC judges say there are grounds to believe the three men are criminally responsible for crimes during the Israel-Hamas conflict. Mr. Netanyahu says he's furious.
I want to thank our many friends around the world, especially those in the United States, who have condemned this outrage and who have said that this decision will have severe consequences for the ICC and those who cooperate with its decision. Israel will not recognize the validity of this decision.
An Australian teenager and a British woman are now confirmed to have died after drinking tainted alcohol in Laos. An American and two Danish tourists also died, according to officials, after reports several people had been sickened in Vang Vieng, a Laotian town popular with backpackers. Laura Westbrook reports.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said that 19-year-old Bianca Jones had died after being evacuated from Laos for treatment in a Thai hospital. Her friend, also 19, remains hospitalised in neighbouring Thailand. This is every parent's worst fear and a nightmare, he said. The British government also confirmed that a UK national had also died of suspected methanol poisoning in Laos. The victims are believed to have consumed drinks tainted with methanol. This is sometimes added to mixed drinks at disreputable bars as a cheaper alternative to ethanol, but it can cause severe poisoning and death. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Vladimir Putin suggested ballistic missiles could be used by Russia to strike military facilities in the UK and US. It comes after Ukraine fired British-made Storm Shadow missiles into Russian territory. Indian opposition leaders are demanding the government probe the Adani Group after the US charged billionaire Gautam Adani with orchestrating a $250 million bribery scheme. Adani is one of the world's richest men and known for his close ties with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Adani Group denies the allegations and says they're baseless. Neha Punia reports from New Delhi.
Opposition leaders in India are questioning why Adani has not been arrested yet, despite there being proof of his corruption presented by US officials. Opposition leader Rahul Gandhi has called for a pan-India probe and is also accusing Prime Minister Modi of shielding the billionaire. Meanwhile, the White House has also weighed in on the controversy, saying the crisis will not impact bilateral ties that are, quote, built on a strong foundation. But the US indictment has had a ripple effect beyond America and India, with Kenya cancelling a proposed deal to have the Adani Group expand Nairobi's international airport.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Conservationists say they believe that a species of bird previously found across mainland Europe and the Mediterranean is now extinct. The last confirmed sighting of a slender-billed curlew was nearly 30 years ago, and researchers say new analysis has concluded that with a 99.6% degree of certainty, none of the birds any longer exists.
It's the first global extinction of a species that occurred in mainland Europe ever. And it's a reflection of the threats facing biodiversity more broadly, globally.
Alex Berryman of BirdLife International is a co-author of the study.
The last sighting was in northern Morocco, February 95. There's been a few claims since, but none of them have been verified. The threats that probably drove the extinction are quite difficult to pinpoint and will probably never be fully understood. But it's most likely that the extensive drainage and the destruction of bogs in western Siberia, where they bred, and their conversion to agricultural use, compounded with loss of coastal wetlands on the migratory and wintering grounds, and possibly also some impact of hunting, particularly towards the end.
The slender-billed curlew was a wading bird. Researchers say thousands of square miles of territory where the species was routinely found have turned up no evidence that the curlew still exists. And ornithologists fear it will not be the last species to disappear in Europe.
To recap the top stories, Benjamin Netanyahu's condemned the ICC for issuing him with an arrest warrant. An Australian teenager and a British woman are now known to have died after drinking tainted alcohol in Laos. Vladimir Putin suggested ballistic missiles could be used by Russia to strike military facilities in the UK and the US. And Indian opposition leaders are demanding the government probe the Adani Group after the US charged billionaire Gautam Adani over a $250 million bribery scheme. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Green to discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Green stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Our station is so big that you don't have to do much to make it work for you. Radio Big.
Okay, there you go. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Freeform Friday. No doubt about that. So let's go ahead and get into the shit list of things that are going on. Passenger on flight to the Milwaukee to Dallas forcibly was duct taped. Another passenger subdued him after he tried to open the door while in the air. The unidentified culprit is reported a Canadian citizen who told the flight attendant that he needed to exit concerned of onlookers. Workers rushed to the attendant's aid. The subject aggressively tried to push the attendant out of the way, eventually jumping on top of her and entering her wrist and neck. That's when a fellow flyer bear hugged the suspect and subdued him. Another passenger pinned down the legs and secured him with duct tape. After the flight landed, police reported finding a suspect with his hands bound behind his back and ankles taped together. Yeah, that sounds like a fun time. Witnesses say that the suspect babbled after seeing a therapist in Toronto, and the investigation is still ongoing. Yeah, that sounds like not a fun time. I'm just throwing that out there as we are talking. At what point do you get on a flight and go, I think I have a great idea that it might be time to open the door? What do you think is going to happen? It's not like people are just going to sit there and be like, oh, yeah. We're just going to be like, okay, you just try to open this door. Not an issue. I don't know what world most people live in, but hey, that's just kind of how it goes. Just the thought process there. I mean, you do you, but, it gets kind of weird sometimes that people want to do some stuff that you would not imagine that would be the case. I know, kind of long-winded for that story, but hey, it's one of those things that I look at it and I go, what makes the most logical sense here? So let me take a look at something, because I think that this will be pretty interesting overall. So let's do this doozy for a moment. Can we get some sound? Hold on.
After a man on board an American Airlines flight allegedly attempted to open the plane's cabin door mid-air. Several passengers quickly jumping in to restrain him.
The only thing you could think about was, I've got to stop this guy.
Doug McWright was in the front row of flight 1915 from Milwaukee to Dallas-Fort Worth Tuesday when he says a flight attendant told a passenger to return to his seat.
He says, I'm getting off this plane. I need to get off the plane.
According to a public safety report, a flight attendant had described the man as agitated, adding she placed herself in between the man and the door before he rushed forward, hitting her hard, injuring her left wrist and neck. McWright and Charlie Boris were two of the passengers who jumped in to help.
Were you fearing for your life as this was unfolding?
The fight or flight just kind of instinct came over. After processing and the situation was done, I'm very thankful to be here.
One witness in the report recalling the unruly passenger had expressed he wanted to get off the flight because he was the captain. McWright says the group duct taped the man's feet and wrists.
Hold on. He wanted to get off the flight because he was the captain? That's not what you do.
Some staying with him in the front galley until the plane landed.
Four or five big law enforcement agents came in, and they just picked him up like it was a roll of carpet and, just carried him right out.
American Airlines stating that safety and security is a top priority, adding, "We thank our team members and customers for managing a difficult situation."
The public safety report says the man who has a Canadian passport was detained for what the report calls mental evaluation, but he was not arrested. Hoda?
All right, Jesse Kirsch for us there.
What?
Jesse, thank you.
Hold on. He was not arrested. He was held for mental evaluation. I need to have a better understanding on what the hell's going on there, that's for sure.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
I kind of look at it and go, that's a weird one. I mean, it's a weird one overall when you start thinking about it. Anyways, parents of students in Castle Rock, Colorado School District want to know why the bus driver told 40-some-odd kids to exit the vehicle miles from their normal stops. Irving Johnson, a substitute driver, was behind the wheel that day, who demanded the elementary school-age kids on board to be silent before leaving the school parking lot. He then drove past any of their typical stops. One 10-year-old passenger tells local media that it felt like they were getting kidnapped. Really? The kid said this? Okay. And then a seemingly random intersection, the driver demanded that everyone get off. Fortunately, a kind stranger nearby allowed the children to call their parents and arrange rides. The driver has since then been fired, gave a bizarre statement to local media saying, "I should have stopped and shut the bus and talked to the parents and gotten to their heads to get the kids back to the bus who had gotten off. And I didn't think about doing that, and that was my fault, and that's why I got terminated. That's what they told me." This is according to 9 News. What the hell's going on? I mean, this is sometimes things are stranger than fiction when it's all said and done, when you start thinking about some of this stuff. I mean, think about this. That is not normal. And let's be realistic. Firing somebody while you're trying to do an investigation is probably not the best idea. Because guess what you're going to find out? Absolutely nothing. Because that's not how investigations work. You have to get the info before you can terminate people. That's just kind of the way that it goes. I mean, I'm just saying out there in regards to that. I mean, I'm almost kind of curious. Do we have any info from the driver itself? Because I want to hear... want to hear some of that stuff. That's for sure. Hold on real quick. Let's hold the phone real quick. Because, you know, we have to get into the sequence of stuff this morning as we are talking. So let me, wrong thinger there. Okay, let's get to the right one. So let's take a listen. Hold on. There's no sound.
Drops dozens of students off at the wrong spot Monday night. Thanks for joining us. I'm Kim Christensen.
And I'm Tom Green. The driver admits that he didn't keep the kids safe and says he regrets what he did. 9 News reporter Lawrence Caffiti has been following the story, and this afternoon was the first to talk to the bus driver after he got some news. Lauren?
The bus driver, Irving Johnson, called me and said that the school district fired him this afternoon. He was pretty upset as he shared his side of the story. He won't be driving one of these buses for the school district anymore. He says that afternoon, it was Monday afternoon, the Clear Sky Elementary School students were misbehaving as he was trying to get the bus on the road. The kids say the substitute driver blew past their stops to get home. They say they were scared, confused, and crying. Irving tells me he was unfamiliar with that route and his tablet wasn't working, so he asked the kids for directions. Ducko School says he ended up letting 40 kids off the bus at a place that was not a stop on his route. Then Johnson took off, saying he headed back towards the terminal. Kids I spoke to yesterday tell me strangers picked them up on the...
Hold on. So you let off a whole bunch of elementary school kids and thought that was normal because you didn't know the route? That's kind of scary.
...side of the road and took them home. Irving says he regrets it. He knows he should have gotten the kids back on the bus. I asked him if he felt like he did his job keeping the kids safe.
No, I don't. I didn't think about the fact that I had kids who got off the bus and this wasn't their stop. I was just stunned.
The school district sent a statement to 9 News after it happened, saying the incident was concerning. The district reached out to families today, saying that they're investigating, and Castle Rock police are on top of it as well. They apologized for the unsettling experience. Irving also wants families to know he's sorry.
No, I just would like to apologize. I'm sorry. I wish I'd done better.
Parents want to see the video and hear the audio from the bus that afternoon, but since it's under investigation, the district says that that won't happen right now. Live in Castle Rock, Lauren Scafidi, 9 News.
What is going on here? I mean, this is getting pretty strange this morning as we are talking. I mean, like, seriously, what the fuck are you thinking?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
I mean, sometimes the world is stranger than fiction when it's all said and done. Okay, more than a dozen of new floats will make their debut next week at the 98th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The floats will feature characters from Netflix series Wednesday and the Bronx Zoo, Raul Pasta Knight, a Go Bowling figure, Nickelodeon's Dora Fantastical Rainforest, Candy Cosmos by Hasbro, and Magic Meets the Seas. Oh, I thought they were going to say Magic Mike for a section. And display from the Disney Cruise Lines. Also, the parade airs on Thanksgiving morning on NBC, according to the New York Post, so be on the lookout for that. Also, a small Scottish dairy farm is selling what could be told as the most expensive cup of coffee at, are you ready for this? $344, sort of. Okay, Moscow Organic Dairy is sharing the pricey sum of the flat white, which were coffee, one of those weird things. It's a double shot of espresso and a layer of steamed milk, but when customers make the purchase, they really are getting 34 shares in the farm and a certificate to redeem the free beverage at one of the 13 coffee shops that they own for the dairy products. Mazagel's owners admit that it's an elaborate marketing stunt, but see it as a good way to drum up local financial support to grow their operation. Previously, a ritzy coffee bar in swanky London neighborhood of Mayfair offered a $335 cup of coffee using special beans from Japan. You didn't even get a stock certificate. This is according to the Associated Press. So there you go. Also, in a Wall Street Journal editorial, Musk and Ramaswamy, the two men tasked to running the Department of Government Efficiency, laid out the vision for the ad hoc program. Unlike the government commissions or advisory committees, we won't just write reports or cut ribbons. We'll cut costs, they write, adding that they're volunteering their time and energy to the initiative. Doge will use 2 cent Supreme Court ruling related to the regulatory overreach as a basis for vastly scaling back the government rules. In turn, executives of the departments will need fewer employees to facilitate and enforce these regulations. For those still sticking around, requiring government employees to work in the office 5 days a week would likely lead to a voluntary regulations. The entrepreneurs argue that as federal employees don't want to show up, American taxpayers pay them for the COVID era privilege of staying home. So things are subject to change. Across the board, Doge will look at eliminating spending not explicitly authorized by Congress and expand to the executive ability to intervene when spending costs exceed congressional and agency authority. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. So also in Elon's world, the Federal Aviation Administration has authorized SpaceX to launch its Starship rocket up to 25 times a year, up from the current 5 times. Earlier this week, SpaceX successfully conducted its 6th test of the Starship. So there you go. Here's some other stuff going on. The Dow gained about 461 points to close at 43,870 on Thursday. The S&P increased by 31 points to close at 5,948, and the NASDAQ increased by 6 points to close at 18,792. West Texas Intermediate closed at $70 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $74 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.06 on Thursday. And Bitcoin, are you ready for this? Surpassed $99,000 for a while on Thursday, another all-time high before dropping down to the high $97,000. So there you go. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $453 million jackpot or a $209.6 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Also, Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for a $171 million jackpot or a $78.7 million cash payout. So there you go. Also, in some other news, if you want to hear, Sean Combs' newest claims of victimhood is that the federal prosecutors edited the video of him assaulting former girlfriend Cassie in an effort to make him appear more dangerous than what he is. Come again, a video where it shows that some girl's getting the shit beat out of her by a grown man. Was edited? Okay, let's hear some more. The accusation was made in documents filed by Combs' legal team ahead of today's bail hearing. This is according to TMZ. I want to know what was edited. Was it the beating? Was it when she was getting drug down the hallway? Because there is no alleged drug down the hallway. I mean, unless it's, you know, that high-end Marvel-style editing. You know, I'm just asking. I mean, I'm just saying for the commenting of saying this stuff. It's kind of a weird one when you say that the stuff was edited. I would like to know what exactly he's referencing that was edited there.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, and some other news. Nikki Garcia and Artem are officially divorced. The pair settled things just 2 months after she filed to end the marriage following a domestic dispute. According to a rep for Garcia, the exes settled out of court and both dropped their domestic restraining order against each other. Going forward, they want to focus on co-parenting their four-year-old son, Mateo. They tied the knot in 2022. So there you go. So some stuff going on, like always, because why would things not be going on? So there it is as we are talking. Anyways, 32 minutes past top of the hour, but on Freeform Friday, we do it much differently than what we do throughout the week. So take a listen to this one right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Barrett. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has condemned the International Criminal Court for issuing him with an arrest warrant as anti-Semitic. The ICC has also put out warrants for former Defence Minister Yoav Gallant and Hamas commander Mohammed Deif, who's believed to be dead. ICC judges say there are grounds to believe the three men are criminally responsible for crimes during the Israel-Hamas conflict. Mr. Netanyahu says he's furious.
I want to thank our many friends around the world, especially those in the United States, who have condemned this outrage and who have said that this decision will have severe consequences for the ICC and those who cooperate with its decision. Israel will not recognize the validity of this decision.
An Australian teenager and a British woman are now confirmed to have died after drinking tainted alcohol in Laos. An American and two Danish tourists also died, according to officials, after reports several people had been sickened in Vang Vieng, a Laotian town popular with backpackers. Laura Westbrook reports.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said that 19-year-old Bianca Jones had died after being evacuated from Laos for treatment in a Thai hospital. Her friend, also 19, remains hospitalised in neighbouring Thailand. This is every parent's worst fear and a nightmare, he said. The British government also confirmed that a UK national had also died of suspected methanol poisoning in Laos. The victims are believed to have consumed drinks tainted with methanol. This is sometimes added to mixed drinks at disreputable bars as a cheaper alternative to ethanol, but it can cause severe poisoning and death. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Vladimir Putin suggested ballistic missiles could be used by Russia to strike military facilities in the UK and US. It comes after Ukraine fired British-made Storm Shadow missiles into Russian territory. Indian opposition leaders are demanding the government probe the Adani Group after the US charged billionaire Gautam Adani with orchestrating a $250 million bribery scheme. Adani is one of the world's richest men and known for his close ties with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Adani Group denies the allegations and says they're baseless. Neha Punia reports from New Delhi.
Opposition leaders in India are questioning why Adani has not been arrested yet, despite there being proof of his corruption presented by US officials. Opposition leader Rahul Gandhi has called for a pan-India probe and is also accusing Prime Minister Modi of shielding the billionaire. Meanwhile, the White House has also weighed in on the controversy, saying the crisis will not impact bilateral ties that are, quote, built on a strong foundation. But the US indictment has had a ripple effect beyond America and India, with Kenya cancelling a proposed deal to have the Adani Group expand Nairobi's international airport.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Conservationists say they believe that a species of bird previously found across mainland Europe and the Mediterranean is now extinct. The last confirmed sighting of a slender-billed curlew was nearly 30 years ago, and researchers say new analysis has concluded that with a 99.6% degree of certainty, none of the birds any longer exists.
It's the first global extinction of a species that occurred in mainland Europe ever. And it's a reflection of the threats facing biodiversity more broadly, globally.
Alex Berryman of BirdLife International is a co-author of the study.
The last sighting was in northern Morocco, February 95. There's been a few claims since, but none of them have been verified. The threats that probably drove the extinction are quite difficult to pinpoint and will probably never be fully understood. But it's most likely that the extensive drainage and the destruction of bogs in western Siberia where they bred and their conversion to agricultural use, compounded with loss of coastal wetlands on the migratory and wintering grounds, and possibly also some impact of hunting, particularly towards the end.
The slender-billed curlew was a wading bird. Researchers say thousands of square miles of territory where the species was routinely found have turned up no evidence that the curlew still exists. And ornithologists fear it will not be the last species to disappear in Europe.
To recap the top stories, Benjamin Netanyahu's condemned the ICC for issuing him with an arrest warrant. An Australian teenager and a British woman are now known to have died after drinking tainted alcohol in Laos. Vladimir Putin suggested ballistic missiles could be used by Russia to strike military facilities in the UK and the US. And Indian opposition leaders are demanding the government probe the Adani Group after the US charged billionaire Gautam Adani over a $250 million bribery scheme. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves only on Safety FM.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Real Big.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Baby, I want you.
Yeah, there's something just about the way you move. Yeah, there's so much depth into the way you groove. Yeah, it's called a growing lesson. Hidden in the humor, always finding me a blessing. They done said the secret, John, is hidden in the new angelic excellence. We've adapted to the surge of all the effort spent. Money spent to the wall, to the damn paid of rent. Love is in another, can't believe this shit's on the same day. I'ma give, but I won't break. I enjoy when it's gonna rain. I die, but I don't change. I just stay in my own lane. I just live in my own brain. I just stay without the connections. No guidance, no guessing. I know I'm gonna make it in.
Okay, here we go. Still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. This right here, you're listening to some chill Winston with Something About You. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music, which apparently I have an addiction to. So there you go. Yeah, thanks to Chill Winston for allowing us to play that here on the Rated R Safety Show. Always a good time when we get to hang out and listen to some new music together. No doubt about any of that stuff as we are doing it. So there you go, Freeform Friday. You know, we're still doing our thing. So let's talk real quick about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because we need a do set. So no matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and healing is possible. Things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you're going to see information about addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support. Just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Some information for you if you're intrigued, interested in finding out more. I always say the more the merrier, the more information you can have about a subject, the more important, or not more important, but the more, you know, you can do with it. Maybe that's the way to look at it. So let me tell you this, because I forgot to mention it earlier, and I've already had people reach out and go, you didn't say anything about it. So before I get, I vanish, let's talk about this. An audible gasp was heard from the crowd gathered to watch the premiere of Russ during the scene that eerie paralleled the real-life tragedy that happened while filming. A film critic told Vulture that there was a noticeable shock in the room when the character in the film was accidentally shot, leaving many to think about the accidental shooting of the cinematographer for the movie Russ, Halina Hutchinson. Yeah, Hutchins, excuse me. The critics also said the publication that it is hard to separate the movie from the tragic shooting. This is especially true as the plot is about 13-year-old boy who accidentally kills a rancher and goes on the run with his grandfather. Alec Baldwin did not attend the premiere, which took place this week in Poland. This is according to Vulture. So there you go. I mean, it's a weird one. It's definitely a weird parallel as we are talking here, no doubt about that. Okay, what do we want to talk about real quick? A couple of different things. New movie this week, Wicked, comes out. Yeah, let's see. Wicked, you know, it's based off Oz. And then Gladiator 2 comes out. So there you go. Let me give you this story real quick. Pizza Hut's new offering gives you a chance to pair pizza with wine. Literally, the restaurant has partnered with a winery to create pizza wine. Tomato Wine by Pizza Hut is the company's limited edition offering, supposedly that captures the essence of your favorite slice in every sip. That sounds terrible. The red wine is not made from grapes, but rather from then tomatoes infused with basils. Tomato Wine made its partnership with the Irvine's Just Beyond Paradise Winery. The cost is $25 a bottle, and said that it offered an aromatic blend of fresh herbs and spices with rich sun-ripened tomatoes, notes of the subtle hint of a toasted oak, and the taste. It's reminiscent of the perfectly baked pizza crust. Pizza and wine's what's not to like. Pizza and wine together, that's what not to like. I mean, I'm just saying. So there you go. Some stuff to think about if you're so inclined to do so. Anyways, with that being said, we are so close to that moment in time that we need to bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us exactly what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute. So let's go ahead and do that, because let's have some John Small in our life. Seriously.
The Motivation Minute is brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by David. Steve Jobs said, "Death is very likely the single best invention of life. It's life's change agent. It cleans out the old to make way for the new. Right now, the new is you. But someday, not too long from now, you will gradually become old and be cleared away. Sorry to be so dramatic, but it's quite true. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life." What an amazing quote. I recently watched a video of Steve Jobs talking about when he was 12 years old. He called the home of the founder of Hewlett Packard and asked for some spare computer parts. He got the parts. He also got a job working that summer for Hewlett Packard, and it absolutely helped him get his start. Don't be afraid to make the call and ask, and remember to live your life.
Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. There were four men with leprosy. They were outcasts, the very off-scouring of society, the lowest of the low, the least of the least. They had no influence, no political clout, no powerful friends, no wealthy benefactors, nothing. Nothing, that is, except an indomitable spirit, an unwillingness to just sit there and die. Think about it. They were willing to risk ridicule, rejection, even death, but they were not willing to just sit there and do nothing. What about you? Are you going to throw in the towel, or are you going to step out in faith? Lord Jesus, help us not let our resources determine our destiny. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Radio R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has condemned the International Criminal Court for issuing him with an arrest warrant as anti-Semitic. The ICC has also put out warrants for former Defence Minister Yoav Gallant and Hamas commander Mohammed Deif, who's believed to be dead. ICC judges say there are grounds to believe the three men are criminally responsible for crimes during the Israel-Hamas conflict. Mr. Netanyahu says he's furious.
I want to thank our many friends around the world, especially those in the United States, who've condemned this outrage and who have said that this decision will have severe consequences for the ICC and those who cooperate with its decision. Israel will not recognize the validity of this decision.
An Australian teenager and a British woman are now confirmed to have died after drinking tainted alcohol in Laos. An American and two Danish tourists also died, according to officials, after reports several people had been sickened in Vang Vieng, a Laotian town popular with backpackers. Laura Westbrook reports.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said that 19-year-old Bianca Jones had died after being evacuated from Laos for treatment in a Thai hospital. Her friend, also 19, remains hospitalised in neighbouring Thailand. "This is every parent's worst fear and a nightmare," he said. The British government also confirmed that a UK national had also died of suspected methanol poisoning in Laos. The victims are believed to have consumed drinks tainted with methanol. This is sometimes added to mixed drinks at disreputable bars as a cheaper alternative to ethanol, but it can cause severe poisoning and death. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Vladimir Putin suggested ballistic missiles could be used by Russia to strike military facilities in the UK and US. It comes after Ukraine fired British-made Storm Shadow missiles into Russian territory. Indian opposition leaders are demanding the government probe the Adani Group after the US charged billionaire Gautam Adani with orchestrating a $250 million bribery scheme. Adani is one of the world's richest men and known for his close ties with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Adani Group denies the allegations and says they're baseless. Neha Punia reports from New Delhi.
Opposition leaders in India are questioning why Adani has not been arrested yet, despite there being proof of his corruption presented by US officials. Opposition leader Rahul Gandhi has called for a pan-India probe and is also accusing Prime Minister Modi of shielding the billionaire. Meanwhile, the White House has also weighed in on the controversy, saying the crisis will not impact bilateral ties that are, quote, built on a strong foundation. But the US indictment has had a ripple effect beyond America and India, with Kenya cancelling a proposed deal to have the Adani Group expand Nairobi's international airport.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
More hits to help you work. Because to get rich, you gotta work hard.
Yeah, dude, look, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
Yeah, how can you forget about Dogecoin ruling? That is for sure. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. The Vegas Golden Knights are revealed as the Las Vegas NHL expansion team's name. Team owner Bill Foley and general manager George McPhee announced the name during the fan event at Toshiba Plaza outside of T-Mobile Arena. They also revealed the logo of the Knights helmet and the V etched into the middle of it. The color of black and gold was outlined. So there you go. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Hailey Bieber turns 28. Juju Smith turns 28. Catherine McNamara turns 29. Darce Montgomery, 30. Jamie Campbell Bauer turns 36. Scarlett Johansson turns 40. Michael Cohen turns 49. Mark Ruffalo, 57. Jamie Lee Curtis turns 66. And Billie Jean King turns 81 today. So there are some birthdays for you. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those. Go for a Ride Day, National Flossing Day, National Cranberry Relish Day, and Humane Society Anniversary Day. So those are some days to celebrate if you are so inclined to do so. If you need a random joke for today, I have one of those for you. My wife says that I'll talk in my sleep, but I'm skeptical because no one at work has ever mentioned it. You get it? Okay, I hope you do. Also, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's the funniest movie ever made? That's a rough question. Like, seriously, what is the funniest movie ever made? I don't know. A lot of stuff to think about there, that's for sure. Also, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. A new survey found that 40% of teens want this for Christmas. What is it? Headphones. That's interesting. I've been having headphones conversations since yesterday. Didn't realize that that's the want. What a girl wants, what a girl needs. Okay, so there you go. That's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Freeform Friday. So as we do our stuff, I don't know what you got going on next week. I don't know if you'll be around for Thanksgiving or not. If we don't talk, hope you have a great Thanksgiving holiday, and hopefully we'll be able to hang out together in the very near future. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm. If you want to come out and hang out with me, I'll be talking about the world of music and entertainment over there. If you stay on Safety FM, Sheldon Primus will come in and talk about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. Some things to do. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for now, let's leave you with this one. Never lose sight of the fact that just being is fun. Think about that. It'll take you places. Like, seriously. Especially during this season. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. Baby, I want you.
something just about the way you move. Yeah, there's so much depth into the way you groove. Yeah, it's called a growing lesson. Hidden in the humor, always finding me a blessing. They done said the secret, John, is hidden in the new angelic excellence. We've adapted to the surge of all the effort spent. Money spent to the wall, to the damn paid of rent. Love is in another, can't believe this, it's on the same day. I'ma give, but I won't break. I enjoy when it's gonna rain. I die, but I don't change. I just stay in my own lane. I just live in my own brain. I just stay without the connections. No guidance, no guessing. I know I'm gonna make it in. Oh.